Previously on Ballyglissane.
Hannah's good, Peter. I know she hasn't been in touch. Daughters can be headstrong. You just have to give her time.
Well, that is something I've got plenty of in here. Time.
This guy I knew back in Letterkenny, he turned up at my house one night. He's bad news. Like, really bad news.
Do you really think she's sincere about building a health centre here?
She comes from a wealthy background. So she says.
And do you believe her?
I do. Why wouldn't I?
You're really worried, Daniel, aren't you? I bet. Oh man, your business won't go under. It won't. This will blow by.
It'd be good for Mam to have someone living close by.
You're not thinking of moving away, are you?
No, not thinking of moving away. About time I made a will. A proper one.
Episode 5.
Angela, how are you?
I'm fine, Ronan. I'm fine. They kept me in for a few days last week, but they say I'm in no danger anymore. And I have tablets now, so it won't happen again. You're very good, Ronan, to come and check on me.
I was worried about you. We all were. At work. It's not the same in there without you.
Aw, well that's lovely to hear. I'll be back in a few days, officially. To be honest, I might head in tonight when it's quiet. When there's nobody there.
Except me.
Except you, of course, Ronan. So yes, I might head in tonight, check emails, do some paperwork, pick up where I left off the other night.
Are you sure that you should be doing that? Instead of resting?
I'm fine, Ronan. I really am. Except for that night, the night of the storm, I have felt okay. I felt grand the next day in the hospital, but they wouldn't let me out. They said they had to keep me in for observation for 72 hours in case I did end up having a stroke. I feel okay and I'm very keen to get back to my supermarket.
You miss it?
Oh, I do.
I miss it too, whenever I'm away.
Oh, well, you don't be away very much, Ronan. In fact, I can't remember. When was the last time you took a holiday?
Don't like holidays. Terry gives out to me about it. Says I'm odd. Terry gives out to me about a lot of things.
Well, don't listen to Terry. Terry and you are different people, that's all. Nothing wrong with that.
Terry says that I work too much, that I should take a night off. Go to the pub with him instead of sitting in the house with my model trains.
Well, maybe he is right about that. We all need to relax. I've been told I need to relax, bring my blood pressure down so I don't have a stroke. So maybe you should take tonight off, Ronan. Go have that drink with your brother like he wants. Just this once.
Maybe. We'll see. I'm not all that interested in taking a night off to work to go to the pub. But there is a classic film from the 1970s. One of my favourites. Back in the cinema and I'd love to go and see that. Maybe. I'm happy to see that you're doing better, Angela.
I am. I am doing better.
It must have been very frightening.
It was.
You lost all the power in your arm.
I did. My left arm. I couldn't raise it up. I was talking to Patricia and I felt another headache coming on and then suddenly I just started to feel really dizzy, like I was going to fall. And the next thing my arm felt numb. I couldn't lift it up. The doctor said I was just about to have a stroke.
But your arm is fine now. It's not numb.
Well, to be honest, it's not fully back to normal. I don't really have full power in it yet. Maybe about halfway there. And it's still got the pins and needles things in it.
Oh?
No, Ronan, I'm all right. The doctors told me that's to be expected.
And you'll look after yourself?
I will. I've no choice. I've tablets to take now every morning and I have to go back for regular checkups. And they're sending some young lad over to me in the new year for a few weeks of physiotherapy with the arm.
Good.
I suppose. It's a strange feeling. Embarrassing. Humiliating. When your own body lets you down like that. I've never been through anything like that before. I didn't like it much. Standing there, not being able to raise my own arm, feeling like I was about to fall down. No, I didn't like it much.
But it's never going to happen again, right? You're going to let Hannah do more work, right? So you're not under so much pressure.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Well, to be honest, Ronan, between you and me, the doctors told me that part of my problem is bottling things up. I do that, you see. I did that with Jimmy when he was alive. I let him have his own way. And now I'm repeating the same mistake with Hannah. She means well, I know that, but she's young and I find it difficult to tell her that I don't always agree with the way that she wants to run things.
Ah, I see. Like the way she fired Lorcan for being late?
Well, yes. I suppose that's the perfect example. She fired Lorcan for being late.
Because of his new baby.
And I'm sure there was a better solution. That frustrates me. But it's my fault, not Hannah's. It's up to me to tell her. I just find it hard to say what's on my mind, what's really on my mind. You're very good that way, Ronan. You do your own thing, always. You make your own hours. You spend time with your model trains. You stay away from what doesn't interest you. You say no to people. And that's very difficult to do.
It's not difficult, Angela. Say no. You just need to see clearly what you are saying no to. For me, it's the same thing every time. Whether it's invites to weddings or birthday parties or Christmas night outs, I used to go. But I'd always realise that nobody there liked me or was interested in anything that I cared about or wanted to talk about. To be there and not annoy people, I had to pretend really hard. Pretend to be content about talking about sports or politics. And I'd come home very tired and very sad. So when I say no to things, that's what I'm saying no to. Feeling sad about myself. Just for being who I am. If you want to say no to Hannah, just remind yourself every time that you're really saying no to making yourself sick again.
Ronan. Ronan, that's very good. Very good. Oh, we should talk like this more often. Trust me, I'm interested in what you have to say. Especially when you give very good advice like this.
Really?
Yes, Ronan, really. Anyway, don't worry about me. It's not a big thing. High blood pressure happens to a lot of people as they get older. I just wasn't ready for old age to come and meet me halfway. Everyone thinks they'll live to 85 and be in perfect health every step of the way. Nobody ever imagines being sick for 30 years first. This is a wake-up call for me. Something to make me think about the future, all the plans that I have.
I know you want to make the supermarket bigger.
Oh, I do. Make it bigger, employ more people. I mean, that's what my mother always wanted. I just wish I had started sooner. Do you have any regrets, Ronan?
Nope, none. I've always stood up for myself, even when I was young. That's one thing about growing up in the same house as Terry. Made me stronger. Made me sure of who I am.
Good for you, Ronan. That's a good way to look at it. Good for you. I'll tell you what. You have my full permission to take tonight off. Meet Terry. Go for a drink. Or do something else entirely. On your own. Something you'd enjoy. Something away from your trains. What about that old film you mentioned?
Oh yes. It's been remastered and re-released. I've read that it looks fantastic on the big screen.
Well, do that. Forget work, forget your trains, and go see your film. Oh, what film is it?
Murder in the Orient Express.
Right. Well, get Terry to cover for you, if you like, and go do something that makes you feel alive. We'll all be dead long enough.
Tear all that down. Every bit of it. Just going to get in the way, Liam.
Sorry, Daniel. Sorry, I was only half listening.
No worries. I was saying, can you spend a few hours now this afternoon and rip all of that down? And probably the same in the other room. Angela told me these two rooms were basically empty. So much for that. People always say that. But these rooms are too cluttered to work, and look at them. There's nowhere here for this stepladder. Those chairs and that desk will have to go.
Where will I put them?
I have no idea. Angela's not back from the hospital yet, so ask Hannah if she's around. There's bound to be somewhere around here. Up here, behind that door. There might be space in there. Just for a day or two, ask Hannah.
Do you think it's going to be a big job?
I don't know. I won't know till I get a proper look at it. I think I know what happened, so I think I know what needs to be done here. But I'll know better when I actually get started. I'll leave it to you, for now. I'll come back tonight for a few hours. Hopefully get a real start on it. We'll see.
You're going to do it tonight?
Yeah. You clear it out for me this afternoon. After that, you can head away. I'll handle it on my own.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'll do this one on my own.
Are you all right?
Huh?
How's the form? You don't seem like yourself today. You haven't seemed like yourself for weeks.
I'm grand.
Are you sure, though? I'm not prying. It's really none of my business, but... Daniel, you just don't seem like yourself. You've been sleeping in more and more, missing work. You haven't shaved all week. That's not like you. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I won't be on the cover of any fashion magazines, that's for sure.
Is it all that stuff online? Are you staying up late at night reading it? Are you letting it get to you?
Dan, the fireman.
That's what they're calling you?
Yeah. Dan, the fireman. That's me.
Oh, pass no heed on it.
Yeah. I wish it was that easy.
Look, I was good mates with a guy when I was living up in Letterkenny. Living rough, you know. He was a good guy. Anyway, he'd get down. Really down. I mean, it used to get to me too. I had bad days up there. But it got to be the case where every day was a bad day for him. I noticed it. But I didn't really notice it properly in time, if you know what I mean. And in the end, he took his own life. Just like that. It came as a shock to all of us that knew him, but in a way, when we all talked about it, it wasn't really a surprise. The signs were there, in front of us. Do you ever think of ending your life?
Me?
Yeah.
To be honest, Liam, there are times when I think it will be easier for everyone. My mother, Claire, my sister, if I wasn't around anymore. I look at this business I built up. This business I've poured my heart into, and it's all fallen apart. The whole thing is crumbling around me, Liam. Every night there's people online, strangers who hate me, telling me I should just F off and die. That's what they say to me. F off and die.
Why do you read that stuff? Why do you listen to them? They're just bullies. That's online bullying. That's what that is. Most of these people go online just to spread hate. That's what they do. They're cowards hiding behind fake names just to go on the internet and hurt as many people as they can. It's evil, nasty. Look, Hannah has a lot of theories. And I laugh at some of them, but maybe she's right most of the time. And she says a lot of those people are not real. Not real people. They're bots. She says most of the internet, most of social media, isn't really people anymore. Who knows? She might be right. Just don't listen to it, Daniel. Don't listen to it.
I don't know how to not listen to it. I don't know how to handle not being liked. I never did. It was great there for a few months. My social media took off and I loved it. I don't know if that makes me shallow, but I really, really loved it.
The dog?
Yeah, the stupid dog. My mother's dog. People loved that stupid dog for a while. In fairness, he is adorable. I love him myself. I love that vicious little dog. But then everything turned sour. I got some electrical wiring that wasn't up to standard. There were those house fires. Thank God nobody was hurt. And then my name came out in the papers linked to all 5 fires. One night after work I logged on and there was 27 comments. 27 of them, all under one video. And it was awful. I was in shock. I could feel this heaviness in my stomach. That was 5 weeks ago. Now there are hundreds of comments. And the heaviness, it's still there.
And now, you think you might end it?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Sometimes it seems like the best solution. The only solution, you know, to just not be here anymore. Sometimes I think that. and it seems so clear, and I feel so calm, and the lump in my stomach goes away for a minute when I think that way.
Who's your doctor?
Travers.
We'll go to Travers now. We'll phone, make an appointment. I'll go with you.
I'm not going to a doctor.
You should go now. Chat to a doctor about this. This way of thinking is not good. It's not going to end well. Let me do this for you. You've been very good to me, Dan. Really helped me out. Let me help you out. Let me do this one thing for you.
I can't go to a doctor. It's hard to go to someone and admit you're broken.
Daniel, we're all broken. I'm broken. Every once in a while, we all need some help getting it all back together. Help seeing things from a different side. I know I did. There's no shame in that. Look, this past couple of weeks, I've been dealing with some crap. Someone I knew last year causing problems for me, and I argued hard with Hannah that I could sort it all out myself. That I didn't need anyone's help. But that was bollocks. Every word of it. I did need help.
Doctor will only give me tablets.
We don't know that. Travers will probably just tell you to get off social media. That's what I would tell you. Delete that account. Forget those people. But I want you to go with me. Please. Just talk to somebody. I don't know how to deal with this. With what you're thinking, but a doctor will know. Men don't talk enough about their problems. Men don't talk at all about their problems. Especially when it comes to this mental health stuff. That's how this gets started. That's how someone gets started down this horrible dark road. What do you say? We'll leave everything here. Go now. Chat to Travers. I'll sit in the van. I'll wait for you. Later we can come back here, if you want. Do some work. Or not.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll go.
I suppose, Mr. Frayle, I'm just not good with change. I don't like it. It's rarely for the better. See, I grew up in simple times, just like yourself. And I suppose I wish we were still back there. Back when Quicksilver was on the television every week.
Quicksilver! Stop the lights.
Oh, sure, nowadays there's too much of everything. We don't need it. We don't need half of it. Young people, for instance, don't need mobile phones. Like, why does a child need to have a phone? It makes no sense.
I suppose you're right, Miss McGowan.
You know a thing or two about phones, don't you, Mr. Frayle?
What do you mean?
Well, a little bird told me that you used to sell them. Down the country. Is that right?
A little bird named Kathleen Stewart. Yes, that's right, I did. Once upon a time.
I was told that they weren't the best of quality.
I've done some things that I'm not proud of. Done some things to make money that I shouldn't have done. Now that I'm a little bit older, I regret a lot of it.
And have you left that life behind you?
I have, Miss McGowan. I have.
Well, the good Lord is very big on forgiveness, as I'm sure you know.
I've heard.
Of course, not all change is bad. So this new health centre, for instance. It'll be a big change for Ballyglisane. And a good one, I hope.
New health centre?
Yes, the one that this woman Lily's going to build. Well, supposedly.
Lily?
Yes. She's staying with me, renting a room.
I didn't realise she was staying here.
Oh yes, she stays here. Well, sleeps and eats here. Everyone's very excited about her work. Very excited about this health centre. And several people have already given her donations. Not that it's any of my business. I'm in my own business.
You haven't given her any money, have you?
Me? Oh, no. I most certainly have not.
Good. Good.
Oh, I'm sure she has the best of intentions.
Indeed, I'm sure she has. I didn't realise she was staying here with you.
She's eccentric. Isn't that the word people use? Eccentric. Me, I would say she's a bit daft. But she certainly seems to have money behind her. So she says. And she certainly seems to be able to make things happen. You know, to make change happen. And sure, maybe that's for the best.
We can only hope.
Would you like another slice of soda bread?
Oh, I wouldn't say no. I'm enjoying the soda bread, Mr McGowan. Yes, and the good company.
Ah, my company's not worth much.
Nothing could be further from the truth, Sarah. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Trish, have you got a minute? I wasn't talking to you this last couple of days with everything.
Sure, sit.
I don't even know what to say. You saved Angela's life.
I don't know about that.
You did, you really did. What happened? You were working the night of the storm.
Yeah, I just called in.
What brought you in?
I don't honestly know. I just needed to clear my head, get out of the house. Anyway, it's lucky I was here.
It is lucky you were here. You definitely saved Angela's life. Do you know why she was there? She was the one telling everyone to go home that evening because of the storm.
I know. I don't know why she was in. She was in her office and I went in for a chat. We were just sitting there. We were talking about the storm, how it was getting worse outside. Then suddenly she wasn't feeling well. She was dizzy. I think she said... Anyway, I knew something was up, something serious, something bad. I thought I should take her to the hospital.
Well, you saved her life, Trish. You saved Angela's life.
We don't know that.
I know that. And you risked your own. My God, what was it like?
There were trees down when we were going over the road. One of them... I was nearly in the middle of it before I saw it. I couldn't see anything. I was driving blind. It was so scary, Hannah.
Oh, I bet.
I was terrified. I really was. I've never been so scared in my life. I've never done anything like that in my life. There was nobody out. No cars. The roads were deserted. Just us and a fallen trees. I kept chatting to Angela the whole way to keep her awake.
And she did stay awake.
She walked into A&E beside me. She was still dizzy, but she walked in. She's tough. They said her blood pressure was dangerously high. They were brilliant. They acted real fast. It was crowded. So many people there. But as soon as I mentioned the word stroke, they made her the priority.
What did you do then?
I just sat in the waiting area. I knew they'd call me if something happened. I dozed for a while, sent a text to Joe to tell him that I wouldn't be home.
Oh, he must have been worried.
Yeah. It was. Anyways, it was safer to stay in Letterkenny. Storm was still blowing at that time. No way was I driving back up the road to Ballyglasane. Anyway, I wanted to stay close to Angela in case, you know, in case she needed anyone.
We could have lost her.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, I couldn't handle that. I couldn't.
It's surprising what we can handle.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't. With everything that's happened this year.
Of course.
If Angela wasn't here, I'd fall apart. I know I would.
Your father and you?
No. I mean, I know everyone says I'm shutting him out. But really, he shut me out first. When my brother had the accident, my father never told me we didn't have the money. He kept me out of all of that. He shut me out completely. And I'll never forgive him. Is that bad?
I don't know what to say. I forgive someone something. But honestly, I regret it now. I think...
Sometimes forgiveness can be a mistake.
Oh, I'll never speak to him again. And that's why Angela means everything to me. And the chance she gave me here. To fight for this place. I never would have gotten this chance without her. I've never felt so alive. I'm learning more here than I ever did studying. You saved my life too, in a way.
Hannah.
I'm serious. If she was gone, what would I do? Go back to my studies. Get qualified and move away somewhere. I don't want any of that anymore. I want to be here with everyone. Trish, if there's anything I can ever do for you, I'll do it. Anything. You're our guardian angel.
Thank you again, Gráinne. Thank you so much. You're very welcome, Lily. Very welcome. Donegal Town was lovely. But I can't believe I spent so much money. Your money.
Yes. Yes, it was quite a shopping spree. But I was happy to do it. And I really enjoy our times together.
Oh, me too. Female friendship is so important to me. So important. Normally, when I travel the world, I'm surrounded by men. Men just flock to me. And I do enjoy their attention. But at the same time, men can be so simple. You know what I mean?
I do, Lily. I do.
And, of course, so many of them end up falling for me, which creates needless complications everywhere I go. I mean, that's one of the reasons I left Australia. Dear Raymond was utterly besotted with me.
And you didn't want to settle down with Raymond and his gold mine?
No, no. I'm afraid I'm a bit like that bird in the poem I wrote.
Oh, yes. Your poem about the bird.
My beak points north. My beak points west. My beak points south, for I have no nest.
That is... profound.
Yes, I like to think so. So, yes, I do enjoy our time together, Gráinne. You've been a dear friend to me in the 2 weeks since I've been in Donegal.
Well, I enjoy our chats. I feel like I learn something new every time we talk. Hearing your plans for the health centre, I mean. I love hearing about big business and finance. Love it. But of course I don't understand a lot of it, Lily. It's way above my silly little head.
No, Gráinne, I won't have you say such things. I think you're reasonably smart. And I do love explaining my plans to you. I can tell that you enjoy hearing them. But I sometimes feel that I'm taking over the conversation. I know hardly anything about you. Tell me about yourself. I know that you live in Galway with your girlfriend, and that you're up here visiting your brother. But I know almost nothing else. Tell me, what do you do for a living?
Me? I work. I work in a book place. I'm a bookshop worker. I sell books. That's it. That's why I love poetry so much. You see, it all fits.
And who's your favourite poet, Gráinne?
Oh, that's difficult for me to say. I mean, for me, it all begins and ends with W.B. Yeats.
Yes, yes, one of the greats. A favourite of mine also. Sometimes I feel that his poetry is directed at me. Directly, you know?
I do. I mean, that poem he wrote about unrequited love was beautiful. Tragic.
So tragic. And he's so good at making words rhyme. That's a key part of poetry, you know.
I imagine it is. Oh, that's my brother's van.
What?
My brother's work van. We just passed it back there. He's parked outside the doctor for some reason.
Strange. That's where your doctor lives. A little house out in the country. Oh dear.
Yeah. I wonder what's up with Daniel. I hope nothing happened.
Daniel is your brother?
Yes, he's an electrician. He was supposed to be working in the supermarket today, I think.
Oh yes, young Hannah did tell me that someone was going to come in and look at the power. It's been acting up. So that electrician is your brother?
Yeah.
Do you want to go back, check on him?
No. No, I saw Liam sitting in the van. Liam's the young lad that works with him. If it was something bad, I'm sure Liam wouldn't be waiting outside.
Yes. Liam. I've met him.
He's friends with Hannah, right?
Yes, yeah, they're great pals. Always have been. You never see one but to see the other. I'll give Daniel a quick call when we get home and see if he's okay. But I'll drop you off at Miss McGowan's first, of course. You and all your shopping bags.
Oh, that's perfect, Grainne. Perfect. Thank you so very much. You are such a dear friend. And I will pay you back. I will.
Of course. I don't doubt it. What, have you any plans yourself this evening? Will you be calling your attorney again? I know you said last week you had to sort out a few things.
Ah, yes, dear Cedric, poor chap. He has a frightful crush on me, you know.
Does he?
Yes, indeed. It's sweet. He's harmless, but it does mean that he's very overprotective of both me and my inheritance. At the moment, I'm trying to get him to work on the statutory release protocol. He's dragging his heels as ever. Poor Cedric.
The statutory release protocol?
Yes, he says he needs a probate release affidavit first. Of course, I've told him we've already filed that. But he says he can't find the duplicate. And if I know Cedric, this could go on for weeks. So embarrassing.
Indeed.
In the meantime, I may toddle on over to the supermarket, bring some of my paperwork over there. Begin settling in for the massive job ahead. Oh, of course, before I do that, I must make time to read dear old Sarah.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. How is it going?
Well, only for you told me last week that she adores my poetry. I never would have guessed.
Really?
Yes, she just sits there in silence, with a sort of stony expression on her face. Oh, she's a dear lady.
She is.
But she's very hard to read.
But that's just her generation. That's all. They are very repressed. And as I said to you last week, when I met her in town, she was gushing about your poetry. Gushing, Lily.
I know, so you said. I do so love reading to her.
Great. I'm so glad to hear it. Oh, so very glad.
Oh, look, another tree down. So much damage since the storm.
Yeah. It was the worst storm we've had in Donegal for about 40 years. So says Donal Kavanagh anyway.
Yes, so everyone has been telling me. And all this time I've been wondering, who on earth is this Donal Kavanagh? And how does he know so much about the weather?
Where are you? I thought you guys were here. Did you head away?
Yeah, we're over at Dr. Travers' place. Daniel wasn't feeling well.
Oh, is he okay?
Yeah, it's just a bug, we think. Well, we don't know, he's inside now. I'm just sitting here outside in the van.
Are you coming back?
I don't know what's happening. I might come back on my own, finish up what we started. Daniel might be over too, I don't know. We'll see. You might see us this evening, you might not. Look, one way or the other, we'll get it sorted this week. Midweek, okay?
Tell Daniel I hope he feels better.
I will.
I called because your friend started using the app.
What, Knuckles?
Yeah, Knuckles.
Huh, took him long enough.
I know.
He's had that thing on his phone since Friday night.
I know. Well, anyway, he started to use it last night. Late last night. When I checked there now, I could see everything.
Messages and stuff?
Yeah, his messages. Going back over a year. And his emails. His emails are crucial. From his boss.
Peg?
Yeah, well, Margaret or Maggie. Sometimes he calls her Peg or Peggy in messages. But the thing is, I know what they're doing. I know who she is.
What do you mean?
She's contacted us here at the supermarket.
What do you mean?
I mean, she's trying to do business with us. And not just us. She's been in touch with McLaughlin as well, over at his place. And about three other supermarkets in Donegal.
Why?
To set herself up as a supplier. That's her business. That's always been her business, as far as I can see. She used to be called DXM Supplies, but the PSNI got too close, so that's all shut down. Gone. Now she's Consolidated Emporium, and she's been reaching out to businesses here in the south, in Donegal, pretending to be a legitimate wholesaler.
So the stuff in my house, in those boxes?
Cigarettes, mostly. Other things, all stolen, I think. Smuggled across the border. And the thing is, tonight.
What?
Your pal Knuckles is making his first delivery here tonight to us.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to cancel it. I don't want him coming here. email her now, directly, and tell her we can't take delivery. Put it off for a week.
Why don't you cancel it? Completely?
No, don't you get it? We have them. The messages I have prove what they're doing is illegal. We can take them to the guards this week. Set them up. Set him up. Set her up. Then, take delivery, next week, or whenever, and the guards can be here to arrest them. To arrest her. We don't have time to do that tonight, but we can set it up for next week.
What if he shows up anyway? Tonight? What if there's trouble?
No, he won't show up. I'll cancel. If he does show up, what's he going to do? We won't take delivery. I'll tell Roland to tell him to turn around and leave. Give us time to make a plan. We've got this. It's over. Liam, your problems are over.
Oh, I hope you're right, Hannah. You do not know this guy. I do. If he shows up tonight, it could get real bad.
You're late getting back this evening, Joe.
Trish!
Where were you?
Trish, you're back.
Yes, I am. I've been here for a while. Where have you been?
I was with a client. That happens, Trish. You know that. You know that not every client can make it to the office during hours. It's happened before. What's all this about? What's with the cases?
These are my suitcases, Joe.
I see that. I'm asking you why the suitcases are downstairs. Why are they packed?
My suitcases are packed, Joe, because I'm heading out the door. I'm not staying here tonight. I'm not going to stay here for a few nights. In fact, I may never stay in this house again.
What are you talking about?
You're a smart man, Joe. You like to remind me on a regular basis that you're smarter than I am. You should be able to figure it out.
And where are you going? You've nowhere to go. You start knocking on doors tonight, they'll laugh at you. You'll make a fool of yourself in front of everyone. Don't be a laughing stock, Patricia. Take those cases back upstairs.
No. I'm going to take them out to the car. I'll be in touch, Joe. Or someone will be in touch. My solicitor will be in touch, probably.
Your solicitor?
We have a coffee machine at work. I really like the coffee.
Coffee?
Just a simple thing, really. But yeah, I really like the coffee. Ronan, he shares a small office with me. You'd know that if you ever asked. Sometimes he brings me a coffee.
Ronan?
I don't even have to ask him. He just brings me a coffee sometimes.
Ronan Freely?
Joe, when was the last time you did anything for me? Anything? When was the last time you made me a cup of coffee? Or asked me if I wanted a sandwich? Or asked me if I wanted to go out? My car was in the garage. You complained every single time I asked you to run me anywhere. You couldn't do it. You couldn't do the gesture, the nice thing, without ruining it.
What is all this? You're pabbling. You're making no sense. Coffee! Who's been putting these notions in your head?
Nobody. Last week, the storm. You never asked what happened.
What happened?
But it was an interesting night. First time in years I remembered that I can do things. If I put my mind to it, I'm not helpless. I'm not stupid. No matter what you say. And I have friends too, no matter what you say about that.
Friends?
Despite everything you've said to me since you came in the door, I'm not afraid. I feel confident. Confident about where I'm going next. And I don't know where I'm going next. But by God, I know I can handle it. Goodbye, Joe.
Miss McGowan?
Rania.
How are you?
I'm as well as can be expected. Can I come in?
Oh, of course. What's on your mind this evening? Can I help you with anything?
No. As a matter of fact, I may be able to help you. Since you're so determined to pry into someone else's business, something that I heartily disapprove of, I thought I should speak to you. as I learned something surprising this very afternoon that might be of interest to you.
Oh, about your tenant, Lily May?
Yes, about Lily May.
Tell me.
Again, I want you to understand, I don't condone this type of thing. Everyone who knows me knows that I mind my own business. And I would suggest, Grainne McGinley, that other people do likewise.
Of course, Miss McGowan. I fully agree with you. You are absolutely right. I will make minding my own business my New Year's resolution. I promise. So, come on, what is it you have to tell me?
Well, her nibs has gotten it into her head that I love listening to her poetry.
Oh?
Yes.
I can't imagine where she got that notion.
I can't imagine. So, she likes to read to me every evening, after eating me out of house and home. That woman can eat, let me tell you.
Right.
Sausages, rashers, buns, sandwiches. And then she likes to eat cereal late at night. Every night.
What happened this afternoon, Miss McGowan?
Well, this afternoon, after you dropped her off, she entertained me by reading two very long poems about children. Very long poems. Both of them awful. Horrendous.
Okay.
And according to her, children are like petals from a flower. I never met a child that was like a petal from a flower. Bold brats, every last one of them. No manners. Noses stuck on mobile phones. Not looking where they're going. They would walk right over you. Right over you. If I was writing a poem, I would say they're like nettles. Not like flowers.
Okay, right. So
after she put me through that ordeal, we started talking. Now, I say we, but of course she was doing all the talking. She's one of those people that you can't shut up when she gets started.
Yeah, I know someone like that.
Oh, that mouth of hers. There's always something going in or something coming out. Anyway, while she was talking, she let it slip that she used to work as a nanny down the country.
A nanny?
Yes. And of course, that struck me as odd. As far as she said up to now, in the 2 solid weeks that she's been eating me out of house and home, she had only just arrived in Ireland. From some desert in Australia. Now she's saying that she worked as a nanny down the country. Tipperary, I think.
Oh, I know who she is. I know who she is. She's the nanny.
Well, I told you that.
No, she's the nanny. The nanny. The one. Your one. It was all over social media about like a year, 18 months ago. Her real name is Samantha something. Samantha Flynn, I think. She posed as a nanny and stole money from like 3 different couples down the country. She's a master criminal. Well, a thief. But a good thief. She's been at it for years. Oh, I knew it.
So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to confront her.
What?
I am going to tell her I know who she is. To her face. I'm going to reveal that I've been working undercover this whole time and run her out of town before she can steal money from anyone in Ballyglasane.
Look, if you're right about her, and I'm not convinced that you are, is that the wisest thing to do? If she's a dangerous criminal, I mean...
You sound almost concerned, Miss McGowan.
Well, Grainne McGinley, whatever other feelings you may have, it's very clear that you've the best interests of our friends and neighbours at heart. I cannot help but admire that. And I certainly wouldn't want anything bad to happen to you.
Nothing bad is going to happen to me, Miss McGowan. Come with me.
No, thank you. I want no part of this nonsense. Anyway, I'm going to call over to see Angela now that she's back from the hospital.
I'm not sure she's there. All the lights were off.
Just be careful. On the off chance that you are right about this woman, be careful.
She's not going to strangle me just because I know who she really is. These kinds of people are cowards. She'll back down. Probably. Is she at your house now?
No. She usually leaves after she gets fed. She's gone back over to the supermarket, I think. Angela lets her use a room there as an office. I don't know what she's doing in there. Plotting against us, if you're to be believed.
Well, that's where I'll go. I'll go there now.
Are you sure about this?
It'll be fine. I think Daniel's working there tonight.
Who is your brother? Her nib said he was in with Dr. Travers earlier.
No, he's okay.
He said it was just a stomach bug. He said he might go to work this evening if he was feeling up to it, because he's doing some rewiring for Angela, I think. I'm going to march in, tell her who I really am, tell her I know who she really is, and give her 48 hours to get out of town. Just like John Wayne would do, but with much more style.
Oh, I strongly advise against this. But of course, nobody ever listens to me. That's why I keep my thoughts to myself.
Don't worry about me, Miss McGowan. I did a self-defence class a few years back. And I only missed a few nights. I'm tougher than I look.
No, don't go in. A wild animal is most dangerous when cornered. I have a feeling something bad will happen there tonight.
Hello? Hannah?
Yes. Lorcan, have you got a minute? I know it's late.
That's fine.
I wanted to chat to you. I was talking with Angela today, and your name came up.
How is she? She was in hospital. I heard she took a turn.
She's good. She's back out. Could have been a lot worse, but she's in good form.
I'm glad to hear it.
I was over with her today, and we were chatting about you. She said, and she's right, that we need to work together when something like this comes up. And there are always solutions. Are you working? I know you were over with John McLaughlin.
No. I haven't found anything yet.
Come in to see me tomorrow. Look, if the mornings don't suit you with the baby, we can figure it out. To be honest, everyone's been telling me I'm spending too much time in there. And I am. So I'm going to start going home at 4 or 5. You could be there instead. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Look, I learned my lesson. I did. I won't let you down. Hannah?
Sorry.
What was that?
A fire brigade just went up the street. Towards the supermarket. Look, I'll call you back.
Hannah! Hello, Hannah! Is that you?
Dad!
Hannah!
I'm just so sorry!
What's wrong? Are you alright? Oh, it's not Donal, is it?
I was wrong!
Are you crying?
I was wrong! I never thought how you felt when Jimmy died! And it was your fault! I never thought!
It's alright, Hannah. It's all right.
I know now what it's like. I was wrong. I should never have shut you out the way I did. I should have been there for you, Dad. I should have understood.
It's all right, Hannah. It's so good to hear your voice. I thought you'd never... It's okay. It's going to be all right. My God, are you okay?
I wasn't there. I was in the pub eating dinner. Then I heard the sirens.
All that matters is you're safe.
You don't understand. They found someone inside a body. It's all my fault, Dad.
Who was inside, Hannah? Who died?
Ballydlyssane, written by Michael Leddy. Co-produced for Highland Radio by Joe Dex and Michael Leddy. Starring
Orla Carlin as Angela Galbraith.
Avin Diver as Hannah.
Orrick Gallagher as Lorcan.
Elaine Gillespie as Lily.
Laura Gleason as Grania.
Martin Hassan as Daniel.
Maria Tennessee as Miss McGowan.
Kieran Kelly as Peter McRae.
Ormai Gilvarija as Terry.
Tom Nealis as Ronan.
Aoife Toner as Trish.
Bill Vaughan as Joe.
Gilbert Young as Liam Kelly.